When I watch red-tailed hawks turning their heads to zoom in on prey from above, I'm captivated by how well they can use their binocular vision to hunt from the skies. When I trudge into a stream and a frog leaps away before I've even seen it's there, I'm impressed by its keen, nearly 360-degree perception. And when I watch my honeybees navigate flowers, even on cloudy days, I marvel at their talent for using ultraviolet light to see. Which is why I find one of our native animals, the eastern mole, so very curious. It barely has any ability to see at all. The eastern mole does have eyes, but they are minute, degenerative ones concealed in its plush gray-brown fur. A mole's eyelids are fused, and its sight is very limited. They're colorblind and can only distinguish between light and dark. I wonder, how can a wild animal survive completely in the dark? Without vision, how can it find food and avoid predators? Moles, it turns out, are highly specialized for a subterranean way of life. For starters, they are some of the only animals that can smell in stereo. They can detect odors immediately and can even determine the direction from which smells are traveling. A mole's large, spade-shaped front feet are broader rather than long, and they have well-developed claws. They possess a specialized sesamoid bone, like a kneecap, attached to the wrist that aids in digging. This is an important adaptation because moles are digging all the time to find food. A mole's front feet are held in a strange vertical position, with the palms facing outward. Because the mole can't see, all 4 feet are fringed with sensory hairs that help it in its underground excavation projects, which can include tunnels that lead to spaces like bedrooms, kitchens for storing paralyzed worms, and even birthing rooms. Another unique adaptation for our local eastern mole is its velvety fur. Mole fur is hinged, so it can go forward and backward easily, making movement in both directions easy in their tunnels. Its short, thick tail is also lightly furred and is used like our own fingertips. It has an incredible sense of touch and directs the mole when it moves backwards in the tunnel. Since moles lack sight and would have a hard time tracking predators well above ground, their hemoglobin makes it so they can stay deep underground. They're specially adapted to survive underground with low levels of oxygen and high levels of carbon dioxide. Although moles are just 8 inches long at most, and slightly resemble mice and rats, they are not rodents. Instead, they are insectivores and are more closely related to bats. Principally, they feed on earthworms, but will eat many other foods, including slugs, snails, centipedes, larval and adult insects, grubs, and ants. They must eat voraciously and constantly to maintain the energy they need for digging. Each day, moles eat 25 to 100% of their own weight in food. In human terms, that would be like eating 25 to 160 hamburgers a day. While many of the animals in our area are preparing to hibernate now, moles are an exception. Because their deep, permanent burrows are usually below the frost line, they remain active in winter. You're unlikely to see them in any season, but for sure, they're in our listening area, burrowing underground and expertly hunting for copious earthworms without any need for sight at all. You can learn more about our area's native animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.